Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Audio Frontier. This is Football Daft with Stephen Purden.
Midfield dynamo and average actor.
Chris Toll.
Target man, suspicious character.
And
welcome to Football Daft, the daftest Scottish football podcast around. I'm Stephen Purden. Am I going to welcome the team, right? But we're back on Zoom, right? We're back on Zoom. We're back in the dark days of lockdown, doing the podcast via Zoom. We're not in the studio. But we do welcome a man this week who has found... No, I'm reading the wrong bit because we're all here, can't we? Paul's no well. I was meant to be working. Grado's back. Every time Grado's involved in this podcast, we don't make it to the studio. Right? He's been in the studio once. I'm getting phone calls for the Cole's brother-in-law, Greg, saying he's coming in at half one. I'm like, look, mate, I've just got away from River City. Grado's here. Toll's no well. John's dog's no well. There's a lot happening. But troops, this is Football Daft. Grado, welcome back.
I know, mate. I do love the studio, but no, I really do like the studio. But it's funny because Ryan in the group chat was basically saying, what was it? He said the guinea hinks I spiked Crystal so that we didn't need to go to the...
Aye, here's a thing as well, but see, ever since I said I'm not working at River City and I'm coming, I can jump on if we're doing it remotely, Toll's no fucking shut up in the group chat. But about an hour before that, he's at death's door, stomach cramps.
I woke up and I feel really shitty, but you're saying those fucking TikTok videos. You wouldn't need to do that with your gaffer at work, wouldn't you? Know if you phone inside, I kind of come in.
Johnny's ripping the cunt out of you, actually.
I know, mate. Yes. Put your
fit down. We all know why he's not on this week. I have a certain result at the weekend. Oh, I'm no feeling very well. To be fair, he did turn up on Rangers versus Celtic, that fairness, and he gave us a fantastic new phrase, which we've all been using this week.
Aye. Grado has found much amusement in the word punnet.
They won our man, what was that all about?
But for everybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, please check out Rangers and Celtic Daft for details. But Grado, I think he's peaked this week on the podcast with that wee speech.
No, it was just funny because it came out of nowhere, wasn't it? He was trying to say that Rangers, there could be Rangers players in the camp that are unhappy and folk went away. Because we were like that about the transfer window. We're like, well, we're not too fussed. Right. We never sold Kamara, we never sold Morelos. All right, we maybe should have strengthened in some areas, but generally overall, quite happy with the Rangers transfer window. And he was just like, aye, but... No, but you just need to watch, but because you know what I mean. There could be a player in there that's causing unrest, and you know it's like, mate, one bad apple spoils a punnet. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's like when you get something new, do you know what I mean? Like you get a new motor and you're delighted with yourself, and we're all kind of happy, and Toll would turn around and go, aye, but mate, man, petrol consumption and that, you better watch. Kim, I mean, you try to make it sound shite. Everything's brand new.
My mate Dom was listening to it this morning. He's working in the house, man. I sent you the voice note, didn't I? He's like, mate, honestly, he always comes away with the one-liners, man. That thing about the punnet is fucking nice.
Woman's word, innit? That's what you said. He said, let me a woman.
He looked very angry all night, didn't he, John? John, do you think he looked angry?
He did. I think he's come down with a case of old firmitis this week, off the back of the result. So, you know, go back and listen to him on the Rangers versus Celtic Daft, and you'll be able to hear him in his full pomp.
He was sitting, Every time we're talking about Rangers, you sit still at the telly eating these fucking choked off her fucking cookies and he's sitting there fucking in a wee pot. Maybe that's how he's fucking get cramps in his stomach and all that. Fucking munch-dory fucking cookies, man. Anyway, it'll be good to have him back next week. But while we're at it, troops, I might as well fill these in. Feel quite depressed that we're back on Zoom. But right now on the channel, you can check out Football Daft Meets with Kevin Thompson, which was a cracking chat, Grado, you missed it. As he talks about coming up with some proper characters at Hibs. He talks about the run to UEFA Cup final with Rangers, being Scott Brown's BFF, and why he hasn't been back at Easter Road, which was a very, very interesting chat. Also, check out Rangers v Celtic Daft, as it was me and Grado against Toll and producer Ryan as we looked back in depth at Sunday's Old Firm game. And now for the part of the show which Grado looks forward to every single week. Grado, what's been happening in Scottish football? This is no bad this week, but because we won the Old Firm, you know what I mean?
But do we need to talk about the Scotland game and all that? Because I never watched that.
I didn't watch either, but I thought we'll get to that. I've got a few wee burning things I want to get off my chest about that, right? But Scottish football, a lot of negative news coming out about Rangers the other weeks and weeks and weeks, but then it comes to the Old Firm and we do what we do. We win the game. No, I mean, look, John, he's raging. Look, John.
What's up with you, mate?
There's been accusations being thrown about, if you listen to Celtic and Rangers, that I am a Celtic supporter. I am a Falkirk supporter. That is me. Down the middle. Don't care about either of you. All the bickering, all the one man.
I don't think I've ever seen you kind of sticking up for me and Grado, but Rangers v Celtic Daft.
You were well right.
Are you talking about a host Rangers Daft, for fuck's sake?
For fuck's sake.
Anyway, Falkirk till I die, all that nonsense. But I know.
Falkirk till I die, I'm Falkirk till I die.
No, for me, I thought it was, I mean, it wasn't the best of the matches, but you know, it was decent enough. I think,
It reminded me of like Walter Smith v Stratton. It had that.
Aye.
It was an old fashioned, old form. It had reminiscent of like when Edu scored the 1-0 game. It was like that game. It was quite a fucking...
Like, no team was better than the other. You know what I mean?
According to Chris Toll, the best team lost.
See, that's what I find funny about Toll, because that's when he kind of take it, and I love it. When he just spots it with, the best team never won, and I've got no worries for the rest of the season. My brand new, cool. And he just kind of gives any sort of praise, or... I think that's why I'm saying it was a kind of realisation on...
Aye.
One day we were, because I reckon, because I see if that was 2 years ago, John, I reckon Toll would have been like, I don't know, I think he would have been angry with the performance, but now because we've done so well, we've beat Celtic for, well, they've no beat us in 2 years.
It's almost sort of like acceptance.
Aye. He's just kind of went, oh, it's fine. Well, do you know what I mean? We played well, that's fine. But if it was 2 years ago, they'd go, Edward should have been. I know he did go on it, but you know what I'm trying to say.
No, I know what you're saying.
I mean, talking about the transfer window, obviously Celtic boys, they shipped out Griffiths, Edward, Christie. They brought in Jota, Carter Vickers, and I see this boy.
Giakoumakis
is a very good pronunciation, Stephen. We'll go with that one.
Who has apparently taken the number 7 jersey.
Really, has he? Is that better for you boys? Is it a good thing that Edward and Christie are out and they brought in these players? Obviously, these are guys of unknown quantities, so you don't know how good they'll be.
I went for dinner with my friend and his kids last night with my wife and my kids and good Rangers man, and we were sitting talking. I think Christie's always a danger. I think he's always got potential to cause a bit of damage. But you look at like Callum McGregor and stuff, and he'll be looking about now going, Christie's off, Edward's off. They're two big players, especially Edward, in my opinion.
Why?
It gives me the fear when he's correct in the starting lineup.
Right. You happy to see the back of him then?
Oh, fuck aye.
Absolutely, man, because I know a lot of Celtic supporters were frustrated with him for the last 2 years, but he's still a dangerous player, especially when they're playing against us. He's one of the guys that, you're right, Bo, but it gives you the fear when he's playing, and for him to be away, that's good for us, man.
Mm-hmm.
What about
and by the way, last year when... You know, Christie and Edward, I know they got loads of abuse, but in the results that they did win, it was probably due to Christie and Edward last year. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I think he's one of the players, I know Toll especially panned him last season, but I think a lot of the players didn't perform last season, but they're good.
He was coming on to a game this year, they were saying.
They're good players, and see, for them to go, and it gives me a wee bit of satisfaction as well. It's another couple out the door.
What about Rangers?
John, I'm not finished.
Oh, sorry, you want to? Sorry, keep going.
I had a nice wee speech there.
Oh, go on, go.
It's another two that have just sneaked out the back door while the Glasgow Rangers are on top.
Oh, my God.
John's raging.
I was going to ask you, what about you boys? Would you want to see more boys come in at Rangers? Itten and Katic went out on loan, but would you like to see a couple more players come in?
I would have liked to see another striker. I know Bob said on Rangers and Celtic Daft that he wasn't surprised. Itten was away, but I really was surprised. And I know Bob, you think he's had a chance and stuff like that. And again, maybe it's because I'm remembering the times he got us out of jail last season against Motherwell, but I don't know. I feel as if we should have strengthened that. You've got Defoe's not playing any games. I think he's not settled yet.
I wasn't surprised Itten went, but I was surprised we didn't replace him. Uh-huh. Do you know what I mean?
Aye.
I thought we would have brought somebody else in.
But this wee guy that's in the B team, man, I mean, I was saying that, he scored? He scored a double on Saturday. But I didn't realise that they know Horse, the team that were playing about 10-1.
Aye, they're doing that every week, aren't they? Rangers B team.
Aye, in this wee league.
Aye. But I think it's a bit of a... I know a lot of Celtic fans are pure laughing, going, aye, we didn't bring MD in and they've signed all these players, but I look at it as fully satisfied, but happy that we kept a hold of Barisic, Kamara, Ken, Morelos. I wouldn't have minded one more coming in because I don't think you can fully rely on Roof with his track record with injuries and Defoe's getting on a bit. So you're really a wee bit light through the middle up top. Do you know what I mean? With just Morelos, if Fitton's away, but I genuinely thought like Barisic was off, and you seen maybe what you were saying the other night, grads, man, it might just be he was emotional because we beat Celtic and he's been playing piss recently. Mm-hmm. Barisic. I don't know what it was.
And also with a transfer window as well, you think to when we get knocked out the Champions League, it was like, right, man, buckle in, man, because we are gonna see a good couple of players getting sold, and really we've been quite lucky. I'm quite happy with it, to be honest with you. When that was expectations that, you know, our best players would be sold and have not been, so you kind of grumble.
I think Gerrard would have been sitting fucking absolutely cheesed at the way that transfer window went. Because I don't know if it's just a case of, right, fucking second crack at it, you win this league, you're straight in the Champions League. If we don't do that, see come January, if we're about fucking 15 points behind Celtic or something, you'll see a fucking mass exodus, I think.
Aye.
But see if... well, top of the league, or you're there or thereabouts, you're fighting out with Celtic. I think even though, in a weird way, we've not bought anybody, the board has supported us through that transfer window, if that makes sense.
Aye.
That they've went, right, you can keep your players.
Aye, it has been a bit of a surprise. That's why I'm taking it, man.
Aye. Well, we had fucking Eli Barber on a couple of weeks ago. Big St. Johnson fan, right? Big St. Johnson fan. What the fuck's going on at St. Johnson?
I know, you've got to feel sorry for St. I mean, that's their two best players, Ali McCann, Jason.
Ali McCann and Jason Kerr. How the fuck did we not put a bid in for that Ali McCann?
How much did they get for that?
1.2 million for Ali McCann.
Ali McCann?
But that's... is that not good business for a club like St. John's? Is he worth more than that?
See, if Rangers went in for Ali McCann, they went 3.5.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know if he must only had a year left on his deal, Stephen, because that's 1.2 million is an absolute snip, because he's been a standout for St. John's, as has Jason Kerr, to be fair.
You seen Eli Barber was saying that the other night, well, the other week when she was on, and he said, you fancy her chances tonight? She says, she mentioned Ali McCann and Jason Kerr, like they're the two main men, and I think we were talking about this last week when we were doing the Who Knows Wins bit. I think St. Johnston are in trouble a wee bit.
Do you think so?
I think so. A day.
Bottom six finish.
What about Livingston or not? What to see here, man? What is a crack? I don't even know.
I think Livingston, I think they'll be in trouble this season.
They're in trouble. Hibs also had a last minute deal for St. Mirren's Jamie McGrath fall through, which would have had Scott Allen and Dre Wright moving the other way. Scott Allen, he's always involved in the transfers, isn't he?
Have you ever heard me talking about the David Mitchell, the Clyde goalkeeper.
Yeah, he moved to Hibs.
I know. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you kind of know him?
Yeah.
He was brought up in the same street as me. We'd play games. He'd been goals up at the school. I'd been one end. He'd be the other end. And now he signed for Hibs.
Is it the old goalkeepers union?
Well, ideally. Hey, by the way, speaking of goalies, but we need to say about Robbie McCrory.
Oh,
I know we're moved on, but
no, seriously,
because I need to, because I'm telling you, see, before that game, I had mega visions in my head about what happened to Robbie McCrory, because I know what it's like. I mean, mm-hmm. I stepped up for the B team in First Stevenson Boys Brigade, and when I moved to the A team, I know how hard that can be. It's a very lonely place in goals, and you are waiting for that first save that you make so you become comfortable. And he had to wait a long time for him to make that save. And once he made the save, then I know he was safe as houses and he was going to be up for it for the rest of the game.
It was lovely. I mean, my heart was in my mouth when the ball broke to Kyogo and he had the shot, but I was really happy he had that shot and obviously fucking ecstatic McCrory saved it, but not only for Rangers, but for him. It will do him wonders. But I know, John, you were thinking I was ripping the James Blunt the other night out of Toll and Ryan, but I genuinely think McCrory would have thought he would have had a busier day.
Yeah. Here, Grado, I've got an idea here, right? I don't know what you'll think of this, Stephen, right? So when we're back in the studio, I'm pretty sure we can find a 7-a-side or 5-a-side park. And what I would like to do is film, get Grado, get the tracky bottoms out, Grado, get the goalie gloves back on. And I would like to film Chris Toll and yourself, Stephen, taking shots into Grado. We want to see this goalie prowess. Perhaps even we could get one of the friends of the show down to take shots at Grado.
I'm up for it. Let's do it.
Do you know what? I don't think goalie prowess exist anymore. You can't get them for love nor money. I tried to buy a pair a couple of years ago.
I could maybe say to Kevin Thompson that it could be a half-time entertainment at Celtic Hearts.
This is it. Let's get the ball rolling on this.
I'm choking to get another shot and goal. See all the charity games that I played at field. I don't know what I was thinking. I really want, and Andy Gorham, because Andy Gorham used to play in his charity games, and I'd go, come on, you told me you're a goalie, I'll go in for the first off, you go in for the second off, and I was like, no.
Well, I tell you what, here's an idea. If you are a football club or a football team, maybe you play for a football team or club and you're listening to this podcast right now, get in touch, because we could be providing the halftime entertainment as you could take shots into Grado.
That's good. We raise a bit of money for charity and all that and all.
Aye.
Well, aye. Here, Stephen, did you want to talk about the football Scotland game being in?
That was going to be my next wee. Yes, let's talk Scotland, right? Right, I've got some annoying me right now, right? It's annoying maybe, but why the fuck has he been given a new contract?
Stephen Clark?
Yes, Stephen Clark.
What's his name?
Steve Clark, isn't it? Stephen Clark. Aye, why have they gave... Right, what is it? Did I hear last night? Is it 1-9 or 0-9 since we qualified for the Euros where we all celebrated, myself included, but really, the harsh reality is we celebrated a draw against England. We scored one goal at a major tournament. We get 1 point. I can't remember the last time we won a game. We're struggling now for this World Cup qualifying and they've gave him a new contract.
And we qualified. We won by a penalty.
Aye, getting through the back door. Why has he got a new contract? I'm not asking, it's a rhetorical question. I'm not asking you to give me the answer, but do you agree with him getting the new contract?
Who you got to replace him with?
I don't know, but there's got to be somebody that would do a better job than him.
What do you think? John Jones, a talent army, fiend.
Aye.
Well, I mean, it wasn't a great Euros. I mean, we were there. That was the main thing. And I think he has a bit, he has a wee bit on credit for a result of that. But, I mean, in fairness last night, I mean, he was down to the bare bones of the squad. I mean, there was still quality on that park. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, we should be doing better than we did. I just look at the players and you look at your... Gilmore's and your Robertson's and your Tierney's all playing at a top level, and you just think, I want a bit more. I want a bit more from this Scotland team. And is he the man to do it? You know,
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, is he fuck?
No. What subs did he make last night, John? Was I know something I read on Twitter about bringing somebody on when it was like...
The 91st minute.
Aye, who was it he brought on?
I didn't see it, I don't know. I was having a couple of drinks and dinner last night.
You know, I missed the game last night as well.
I didn't end up watching it.
Do you know what? We were talking about that in the office today. From all the buzz from Euros, from, you know, just getting there, you know, we were on this podcast as well when we qualified. We're going mental about it, but it just seems no one was interested last night.
We say that in all, John. We were talking about it and all. We were like, absolutely, no buzz about it. It's just like back to where it was pre.
I know what you're saying there, John. He's got a smidgen of credit in the bank, right? Because he goes to a major tournament, right? But see, since we qualified, I've not done the research. Maybe I should have before I come up with this point. I would like to look at the results since we qualified, and I've got a feeling we've not even won a game since we qualified, or no more than one, right?
Aye.
I think that in itself is, I would say, the reason us three are sitting going, we didn't watch a game last night, no interested, because I think... I don't know who is the answer. I don't know what the answer is, but I certainly don't think it's an ex-Kilmarnock manager like Steve Clark.
Yeah, because he's ex-Kilmarnock. We beat Luxembourg 1-0.
Whoa.
In a friend. Yeah. We beat Luxembourg.
Luxembourg won last night, didn't they?
Was that, yeah. Well, we beat the Faroe Islands 4-0, then it was Netherlands 2-2, which was a decent performance. Then Luxembourg, then we're into the Euros, beat off Czech Republic, draw with England, beat off Croatia. So, I mean, I think he gets this qualification campaign, and if he doesn't do it, I think it's time to move on.
Aye, but mate, that's my point. They've just gave him a new contract. How much money is it going to cost him again, then? How stupid is that? That was my point to begin with. Why would you, on current form that he is in, weigh the national side? It's like, right, we qualified, let's just fucking down tools now. Do you know what I mean?
I get that. But Denmark are a good side. I mean, Denmark are a very good side.
I'm not just talking about Denmark, mate. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about since we qualified, we have been shite.
But even the mindset, because I saw people going after that about what Andy Robertson said post-match about how they've became a better team in the last couple of years, and the night could have been 4 or 5-0, but we dug in and we prevented that. You think that's not good enough?
No, mate, I've seen his interview as well, and he's like, we need to focus on the second half and things we've done right and take that into Saturday. And you go, mate, what you're saying here is like, we've been beat again. Do you know what I mean? And you're going, every time, it's the same chat all the time. We need to look at the positives, and there was good things we can look at there. But every time you're saying that, it's half a back of defeat. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, man. It's so uninspiring.
And you're right, and off the pundits as well, given it like, it's a game that we were expected to lose anyway. You think, what kind of way is that to look about you're not?
But as I say, loads on the show today as we speak to you on the open line. And we'll also be playing for pies in the player profile playoff. And on the big question, we look for your strange sights of Scottish football after a dog saved a goal. And brand new, a weekly look at Scottish football's swankiest moments as we have teamed up with El Dorado Tonic Wine. And Grado is back today. It's no John's Three Riddles, it's Grado's Three Riddles. And this week, we hear from former Rangers and Hamilton midfielder Greg Docherty on Teammates.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Call them now on 01698 767 172.
Dave, I'm not in G4 Claims HQ. We're on Zoom, but let's spare a thought for our beautiful sponsors. Right? Remember, if you've been in a road traffic accident and you're not at fault, G4 Claims can make it easy for you. They can provide you with complete accident management support you require. They'll recover the costs from the at-fault party, sort you out with a like-for-like vehicle replacement. They will also organise your vehicle to be repaired at one of their approved body shops and returned to you. Should your vehicle be deemed a write-off, they will recover the pre-accident value for your car and write you a big, fat check for it. And best of all, it won't cost you a penny as they charge the at-fault insurance direct. G4 Claims don't cold call, they don't buy data, and once they've processed your claim, your insurance will remain unscathed. And the best thing is, Nicole and the team over there won't take on your case if they don't think they can help. So, if you've been in a road traffic accident or you know someone that has, get on to G4 Claims on 01698 767 172. That's 01698 767 172. Get them at notatfaultclaim.com or find them on social media at G4 Claims Limited. G4 Claims.
Not at fault claims.
Made easy. Welcome to the Football Daft Open Line. The Open Line, of course, where anything goes. You might want to talk about the Scotland game. We talked a wee bit about that already. Should Steve Clarke have got another deal? Stephen Purden does not think so. You might want to talk about the ins and outs at your club. A lot of dealing got done over the week, especially at like Dundee United. Hibs bringing in a couple of players. Hearts bringing in someone from Australia. Should be interesting to see how they turn out. You might want to talk about Arsenal all or nothing. And some of the rumours that have been swirling this week. As usual, you'll hear them. Our panel of football experts here with us. And let's go to our first caller on the open line. It is Brian, who's a Rangers supporter, and I think is going to be very, very disappointed that Chris Toll is not on the podcast this week.
There's Nate Toll this week, mate. He's nowhere.
He's passed away, man.
You're joking, man. No way.
Brian's like, alright, I'm away, boys. I just wanted to wind toll up, man.
That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to come on and slag him a wee bit, but it doesn't matter.
It's alright, Brian. You can still slag him even though he's here.
Aye. We've been toll bashing anyway, man, so you can batter in, mate. Batter in.
Oh, good stuff. Maybe a wee bit later. I'll hink you a few things. Don't worry.
What point would you like to make, Brian?
I've not really got a point, mate. On.
What are you doing then? What are you doing then?
I'm at my work.
Aye, what's you do?
I work with a printing company. Domino's isn't my full-time job, by the way. That's just a wee part-time job I've got.
Oh, now, Brian, now this is Brian has a story off the back of the old firm.
Right.
Aye, you do, aye.
Oh, you're not the guy that turned up with Conor Goldson's pizza, are you?
Aye.
Oh, I heard of this.
I've not heard about this. Tell us a story, mate. I've not heard this.
Brilliant. Hey, this right. Is good.
So obviously, went to Ibrox, brilliant day, cheered on the champions, had an absolutely brilliant day, came home, and then I was meant to start Domino's at 5 o'clock, and I just, one of the days I just couldn't be bothered, I'd just rather go to the pub, so it was me and my missus, we both did it for the same shop, and long story short, third delivery, goes down to this house, chaps the door, as you do, wee Doug runs out, wee French bulldog, grabs the dog, stops it for running away, and oh, here's a big commanding hog, get back here, obviously in an English accent, no like that, but turns around, gives the dog back, next thing you know, big Conor Goldson stood in front of me, couldn't believe it, nearly passed out, to be fair, it was absolutely brilliant.
No way, man!
So see how when you got the order, does it not tell you their name on the receipt or anything, or you're not even looking at things like that?
Nah, the name isn't on it. The mobile number's on it, just in case you can't find it or anything. But obviously, I didn't think twice. I don't exactly write the numbers down.
Aye.
Aye.
So what did you say then? What did you say as soon as you realised it was him? I'd be all right.
I can't remember. I nearly passed out, mate. I nearly faint it.
What kind of pizza did they get?
That's what I was going to ask.
I don't know. See the hang on. See on Twitter, I got about 3,000 odd likes on the photo, and all the comments, the majority of them is, what did they get? What did they get?
I know. Something. I'm interested.
Conor Goldson, I can see him as one of these guys that does maybe vegetarian, like a vegetarian kind of pizza, you know?
I don't know, man. I think he'd maybe treated himself a wee pepperoni passion after that day, man.
Aye, man. It's a cheat day. It's a cheat day for a minute. If you got an open picture,
then you're off. Oh, what else did he have sides with it?
I had a couple of sides, but somebody commented on the photo saying, I wonder what Goldson got in the pizza. I bet fucking everything. Absolute unit.
And was he nice? Bye. Was he a lovely man?
Do you know the thing is? I said to my girlfriend after it, there was about 15 drivers on that night, and she said it was fate that it had to be me that took the pizza at his door, but
that's brilliant,
man. He was absolutely brand new, do you know that way? He wasn't dismissive, he wasn't like, oh, geez, the pizza, see you later. Can I? He stood and spoke to me for about 5-10 minutes, and I was...
What was he saying?
Oh, you need to tell us what he was saying. What was he saying?
Well, he was just just asking if I was there, right? Asking where I was sitting. And then I got a few videos. I actually got the goal on video. And I put it on my Snapchat and I showed him that. And he was right here going, oh, what a brilliant video. And then I said to him as well, I said, if it wasn't a big Balogun that got man of the match, I said, you should have got it. And he was all saying, he was saying thanks and all that. But he was brand new. Absolute gentleman.
I think he's pretty pointy next time he scores, Brian. Yeah. He's pretty pointy up in the stand now. He knows where you sit when you score the goal. And
don't do that to me. I'm having the craziest week ever, by the way. See, last Wednesday, I saw Lewis Capaldi walking down Sucky Hall Street. Then I delivered a pizza to fucking Conor Goldson's house, and now I'm on a football podcast with you lot. What's up? I don't know what's happening here. I'm expecting a phone call off, I don't know, fucking Samuel Jackson or something. I don't know. Crazy, man.
Yeah, I wonder if Jinky bought a bulldog, a French bulldog off Tav. Does he not sell them?
Hold on. Are you saying that James...
Tav breeds them, did you know?
He's a puppy trader.
Aye.
Wow.
Is it no pit bulls, but...
Oh, is it right? I can't even know.
It is pit bulls, Tav's got.
Aye. I think so.
Andy's big on Twitch, I know.
Is he also on Twitch?
Aye. Tav.
There we go. Yeah, we're learning loads here. Conor Goldson, what he gets in a pizza. Tab's a dog breeder. This is brilliant.
Brilliant. Brian, that was honestly class. I've got goosebumps hanging about it, mate. Thanks for coming to us, but that's brilliant, mate. Honestly, class, mate.
Did he get here? Did he tip you? Did he get a tip?
See, everybody's asking that. I'm not willing to say that, man. I can't.
Oh, man.
That means he didn't.
No way, man. I can't. I'm not saying
didn't he tip you?
Goldson went down the estimations like.
Nah.
Will I tell yous?
Aye.
No, did he fuck, man?
Aye! What? That is poor. He's up there with Toll, man. Remember Toll did he do that one night, you know?
But listen, but here, I'm going to stick up for him, right? Because I got a Domino's last week, right? And usually I'm scrambling for money because I never get a Just Eat, I never get a delivery, I never get it unless I've got money on me. But it said on the app that you were able to put in a tip once they'd left. And so I said to the woman when she came, I says, look, I've got any cash on me, but I'll put a tip on. And it failed. He isn't able to do it. So that's maybe happened to him and all, because she said a few folk, hadn't he been working for a few folk. So I'm going to stick up for him here and say, he did attempt to give you £700 tip. Wasn't he working? You need to blame Domino's for that, mate. I would chase that up, bro.
He asked me for my bank details, but I wasn't able to give him that. I wasn't comfortable giving that.
I'm pretty sure he's going to speak to Tav and get you a wee bulldog sent.
Let's hope so. The thing is, nowadays as well, I mean, not a lot of folk carry cash with them, so I'll let them off with it.
I'm not letting him off with that. Like, I'm not letting you lot are letting him off.
You're a big Celtic fan, but you know what I mean?
If this had been a Celtic player, you two would have been fucking fuck's sake, that is shocking, absolutely shocking.
Are you right, Johnny Wood?
Exactly. Brian, thank you very much for coming on. Brilliant stuff.
No worries, guys.
Cheers, mate. All the best, mate.
Take care.
Cheers.
Let's move on to our next caller on the open line. He's been on before. Remember the guy who played the 1-2 and appeared on Soccer AM? Jordan! Yes. Jordan
Thompson!
Line.
How's it going, lads?
What are you saying to you?
How are you, mate?
Not a lot.
How did you go when you're running?
What are you saying?
How did you go when you're running? I saw that video with Barry Ferguson, man.
Aye. Absolute class, mate, but it's not going well, to be fair. The woman's fucked, mate.
That's sad. What's the story? What's the update, man? I think it's no good at all.
Nah, it's end of life care now, mate.
Oh, mate.
Honestly, but what you done, man, was above and beyond, mate. It was class, honestly, mate.
Just to let listeners know, Jordan ran 5K a day for 30 days to help raise money. It's for Rachel Kennedy, is that right, Jordan? Who is among the two battling cervical cancer at the moment. And what I mean, you went over and above, mate, and it was great to see the support. Like I said, Barry Ferguson came out to help you along as well, so well done, mate.
And am I right in saying, Jordan,
like you used to, lads, like obviously Grado, like I know you weren't there, but like say Crofty and that, they donated a Celtic tap, got me on the radio, obviously Barry, yourself, Stevie, even like this podcast, the people that helped me out, like complete strangers, was absolutely unbelievable, eh?
I was Jordan, blown away by see if I'm getting this right, you didn't even know this woman, did you?
No, she's a customer. She's one of my customers, mate. Right. I don't know her all too well, but I just know her as being somebody who cleans her car and cleans her carpets and that now and again. So, I don't know her all too well, but nah, it was still. See, when it was, she's got two veins, mate, and that's just. I've got two veins too, roughly about the same age, and that was what that just killed me, man. Honestly, it did. So,
I get honestly, man, it's weird. It's, I get that, mate. Like, especially when you've got kids and you see something like that, you, it resonates with you, and you put yourself in that position. You imagine you going through that with your kids, and it's, mate, what you done is, honestly, man, fair play, mate.
Aye, fair play, no, thanks very much, and I appreciate all the help I got today for you boys and everybody, the whole football community. I mean, there was boys say filming fools and horses retweeting it. Like, that's mental. I mean, how's he seen it? Like, the amount of folk that seen it and retweeted it, like Big Bo Malcolm, I'm sure he retweeted that. A lot of Rangers boys, a lot of Celtic boys, Simon Donnelly and that all retweeted it in that for me. So, no, the support was unbelievable, man. It really was. I was buzzing, mate. Like, and hopefully that money can go to help someone, either our boys or whatever. She's going to go to nice days out and that with our boys and that, and our family, try to make some nice memories and stuff. So if that money goes towards helping them, then obviously that's brilliant. So,
going back to when you done that, mate, like, obviously you were running 5K. How hard, mate, how mentally challenging did it become when you were getting towards the finishing line?
Well, this is no joke, right? I says to my missus, I says, came out all day. I said, I'll just do 5K a day for 30 days. She went, oh, that's not really that much, because she was a runner when she was younger, right? And her dad, and that was a runner day. She went, that's not really that far. I went to her, I'll just stay fucking 10 then. I swear to God. See, after 4 or 5 Ks, I'm fucking going to walk. I mean, like, thank fucking ever I get to do in the 10 Ks, man. My legs were in bits. It did get hard, to be fair. Like, my legs were starting. It felt like my thighs were starting to rip me. See, like, when I was running down hills and that, I felt like my thighs were ripping, sir. But, go through it. Honestly, it was weird, man, because I would say, like 1 to 8 was quite hard. Then, like, 8 to about maybe 16, 17 was not too bad. 16, 17 to about 25, hard again. Then the last 5, 6, I can't, I was nearly finished. The last 5 were a skosh. Not a skosh, but they were kind of easier. I got through them quite easy. So, well, I would do it again, like.
Absolutely brilliant, Jordan. About £80,000 raised so far.
Oh,
so
man.
If you want to keep giving, you can do that if you're hearing this just now. justgiving.com/crowdfunding/Jordan-Thompson. We'll stick the link up on our Twitter for people that haven't seen it yet, Jordan. People can get more. Let's talk about happier things then. You're a Rangers man. Happy about Sunday there?
I was happy, mate, to be honest with you. I listened to the first half, believe it or not, actually, about working. I completely forgot about the football when I booked in. Idiot, man. I had to work, so I listened to the first half, and then I watched the second half, and I watched the highlights. So, 50-50 game, I would say. There wasn't much in it. I was obviously happy Rangers got the result, but Celtic, I mean, that chance Edward missed, holy moly, man. And I don't know how he missed that, mate. Honestly, I don't.
Mate, aye. near this Chris Toll, that's why he's known today, mate. He's still playing.
I mean, like I say, Celtic had chances, so did Rangers, but I'm not going to like these lads. I don't know about you. See, when I seen the team, and see when I heard that Gerrard wasn't going to be there, and that, I'm saying, fuck, I'd take a draw right now. Like,
yeah. Aye, and Balligan right back, man. I was absolutely shit myself when I seen he was right back and he fucking put a man of the match performance in.
That was just horrible. See that moment.
Sunday actually asked me for a card. I was working on Sunday, like I said, and this guy came up to me with a Rangers tapo and wanting a business card. I gave him one. I went, I says, I'm hoping to get him watch the second half, mate. He went, oh, you know what? I fucking watch it. Balligan's right back. That's what he said. I told random, eh? I went, oh, no. And then obviously he went, that's what happens, though, eh? That's what happens. Even McCrory, too.
I think, well, that's what I'm saying. I think that makes it all the more sweeter, doesn't it? Because we were all texting one another going, what's this, Balligan? Balligan, none of the goalies have made it. We're playing McCrory. So you were like, I'd take a draw, then. I'd take a draw. And then for us to win, man, it was like...
Yeah, I think me and you text each other saying it's horrible. I feel sick.
I feel sick.
I don't know if it was Rangers Daft or this podcast. Stevie, when you says that there's actually more pressure on Celtic because of the Rangers situation, right? Somebody I was talking to actually said that exact same thing, and I agree, man. Celtic were the ones who were under pressure on Sunday, only because of the state Rangers were in. Rangers couldn't really get beat on Sunday. If Rangers did get beat, people would have said they expected it. And if they won, then obviously it was a good thing. So
exactly, mate. Exactly. I mean, that's how, again, reasons like that. Christopher Toll couldn't make it today. He's sick. You know what I mean? So,
he's still on TikTok.
He's still on TikTok. What about the boy that phoned up last week as well, John? Like, it was like an absolute smug fest for the Celtic contingency. You still last week, wasn't it? Remember the boy came on the open line last week?
Yes, yes, yes. You know
what I mean, if you're what's his name again?
Oh, I can't remember who was on the last week.
Kevin Chef?
No, it was somebody else. He knows who he is, and if you're listening, get it right up you.
Well, Jordan, he's going to win the week. Do you think he's got enough on it to win the week then?
I'm confident enough, mate. I'm confident enough. I mean, I don't know. I think it's going to be closer than what I thought it was going to be. Like, see, pre-season and that. Like, I've seen a few Celtic games and I thought, holy shit, obviously their first game against Hearts. I'm saying to myself, this is going to be easy. This is going to be more than last season. Mm-hmm. But they kind of pulled their act together. Obviously, they won 2-6-0. But I'm confident enough Rangers will win the league, mate. I think it will be closer than last season, though. But I'm confident enough they'll win it. Quite surprised that they're letting Edward and Christie go at the same time and all. Like, that's quite a... I know, obviously, they were on to the last couple of months of their contract and that, but I'm quite surprised that that's a lot to go, because obviously, especially Christie, he was playing well last season, to be fair.
Aye, he was.
Brilliant. Well, listen, Jordan, thank you so much for coming on the show. Great to speak to you again. And remember, everyone, if you want to donate to Jordan's cause for Rachel Kennedy, you can get that. Just go to justgiven.com/crowdfund/JordanThompson. Or I'm sure you'll be able to find it if you search for Jordan Thompson on crowdfunding. Jordan, thank you as ever, pal.
Thanks very much, lads. All the best.
All the best, Jordan, mate. Take care,
cheers,
bro.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And that's it for this week's Open Line. If you want to be on next week, keep an eye out on the social media or sign up to our Patreon, patreon.com/footballdaft.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Football Daft's big question.
Hey guys, this week a dog went viral after it helped Villa leaving win the President's Cup against Fergus Lee Starr, when it ran on the pitch and saved a certain goal. Now, the dog has even been included in the team's photo, which leads us to ask, which is the strangest thing you have seen in Scottish football?
I got doing. I figured young team.
Did you?
Oh, big time, man. 2003.
You're right,
mate. I was actually quite affected by it for years, mate. That's why I ended up staying at my granny's every weekend. That's why I never broke my VL till I was about fucking 21.
The VL? Right, anyway. So... but how did you get a doing talk about him?
Oh man, it was really bad. It was quite bad because I was walking Phil Inwood to Paisley because the boys that I'd done wrestling training with were, says, mum, we'll walk at this time. But it was like two guys and they were kind of, I don't want to say they weren't handy, but they were older than me, man. I was only about 14 at the time, they were like 30. But they were big, kind of, I wonder what, I'm feeling in case they're listening, man, but one of them was a bit of a doofus, right? Right. And I said, these group of boys were going, Linwood, Paca, and Figgy, young team, and all this. And they were shouting, where you fae? Where the fuck you fae? And the guy I was with says, say Linwood. And I was like, Linwood. And he says, Figgy, young team, you bastard. And they started chasing me along the Phoenix car park next to Asda. And they tripped me up, man. Tried to steal my 3310. One of them whipped off a belt and started hitting me with a belt. And I had to run into Asda pure greeting, I've been battled and all this. And the security guard gave me a run for Asda and Linwood to Johnston. And they put me in a train. I never ever told my mom, but it did affect me. This is fucking dark.
Mate, you all right? Yeah, is this what really fucking got you in the ring?
Aye, I must have done that, aye.
Aye, did you use that and go, Is this what basically Adrian McDowell based that documentary on?
It all started that fateful night outside the Asda. Hopefully that goal counted, did it?
it didn't actually count, they didn't count it.
Bastard. What about you, John? What's the weirdest thing you've seen?
Listen, we've had recently Falkirk went to a spot, right, where they were getting these commercial things, so they were like selling these unique seats, right? So one day they rolled in a fucking wedding car and you could watch like from a classic car for the side of the pitch in this thing. Then they rolled in a crane so you could watch it like on a crane, like on a cherry picker for the fucking... Then they put in a fucking hot tub and you could watch the game for the hot tub. It was very, very bizarre. It was very strange. These folk all sitting in their trunks watching the football. I was wanting the ball to go out of the hot tub. Buffs, there must have been some strange things happening in the junior league.
Well, I mean, I've seen fans chasing the referee. I remember my dad trying to climb a gate to get in, to get to the referee because we travelled for hours it was at Camelin. Camelin.
Oh, right.
We went to a game at Camelin and my dad was getting stressed out because he couldn't find this Camelin Juniors Park. And we got there and it was raining and the referee was in. So we were looking out for the gates, John, right? And my dad's gone, how are these gates not open? This was maybe about half an hour before kickoff. And the referee was standing in the centre circle and he was going, game's off, boys, game's off. And my fella literally jumped onto the fence to try and get out to him. He's trying to just hit me because he cancelled the football. I think there's going to be loads of this stuff coming on now. See, because every junior team and even amateur teams now have got like Twitch. Right. And I've got cameras and there's loads of university guys that are starting to like record all the games. I think there'll be shitloads of content over the next couple of years, man, all the shit that you see.
Definitely, man. Definitely. But let's get to the listeners. David says it's got to be Sunderland v Liverpool. The beach ball still pains me to this day. Remember that?
I don't remember that, man.
Darren Bent?
Was it Darren Bent hurt the shot and it hurt the beach ball and fucking...
Was it Darren Bent? I don't... Maybe it wasn't Darren Bent, but...
Was
I
it
thought...
not Defoe?
It was it Defoe. It might have been Defoe, you know.
I get me. Was it Defoe?
You must have seen that, Grado, when the ball hits the beach ball and goes into the net.
That's
off
right.
The
I don't think it was Defoe.
Was it not Defoe?
I'm
Googling that. Sunderland. Beach ball. Was it Bent?
I don't think it was Defoe.
Wasn't it Defoe?
It was Darren Bent.
You were right, mate. Jordan says, I once only took one boot to a game. Scottish Cup tie at Les Mahego. Had to wear the gaffer's boots. They were three sizes too big and scored a hat-trick.
Brilliant. That's brilliant. Scott says, Philip Sebo scoring against Chelsea in a pre-season friendly, then celebrating like he'd scored in the Champions League final.
That was good, but... It was... The passion that guy showed when he scored that, man. Because and see the atmosphere that day, it was unbelievable.
Brilliant.
When Sebo scored.
Aye, because that was like, was it not like his second season? And I don't think he had scored many goals in the first season, obviously, and I think obviously pre-season friendly against Chelsea, and I think it was only like something like 2 minutes to go or something like he scored.
Something like that. The atmosphere that game was unbelievable. Aye. I think Lampard still spoke about it quite a lot after. It was amazing.
Clark was there, he was assistant manager at the time.
So he was. Big Stephen.
Still Stephen.
Richard says Shane Duffy trying to deal with a long ball. Oh, that's nice.
Thomas says the 2017 Scottish Cup draw when Rod Stewart and Alan Stubbs made a complete tit of themselves. Rod was on another planet and Stubbs looked at his deaf taking buzz at a ball. He's deaf. That's funny.
There was somebody else done that after I remember. It was like around camera or not. Was it you, Guido?
Honestly, see that night, I hated that. I hated that. I copped that big time, you know that?
You were brilliant. I thought it was funny, man. John said, my mate tripped over a Tesco carrier bag whilst playing five-a-sides and done his ankle ligament.
David says, Coolio showing up to Celtic Park did in a half-time draw accompanied by Tommy Sheridan, because why the fuck no? I remember that. Because they just came out of Big Brother, didn't they? And they were heavy muckled up.
Ross says, John... The hot tub spectators at the Falkirk Stadium.
Is there any pictures of this?
There is pictures of the Ross actually sent in a picture which kind of jogged my memory on it as well when they went through this series of straight. It was mental.
That's funny. I'm looking at it now. That's funny. Falkirk fans get a chance to watch Scottish Championship class against Dumbarton from a pitch side hot tub.
You would absolutely cop dogs abuse.
Aye, man.
That's funny as fuck. Brett says, Celtic winning a game against Rangers.
John says, Carlos Queller. Enough said. Look at that.
He's a strange looking man, Carlos Queller.
He was a fucking outstanding centre half.
He's Carlos Queller. He's 6'2" with curly hair. He's teeth for fuck, but we don't hear. He's Carlos Queller, Rangers centre half.
And that was this week's big question.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Find them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at G4 Claims Limited.
It is the Pro Set Playoff with Piesports.com. They are bringing you the taste of Scottish football to your door. You can get all sorts of pie packages and pies on their website, Piesports.com. 4-3-3, you'll get four Scottish pies, three jumbo sausage rolls, three macaroni pies. The 3-5-2, you'll get three steak and gravy, five Scottish pies, two macaroni. Or you can go for the 4-4-2, four steak and gravy, four Scotch, and two macaroni. They're all up at piesports.com, so get involved, or you can give them a call, 0141 739 9999, 0141 739 9999. Get your pies in for the international games this weekend. They'll have a fee of charge to postcodes across Scotland. We try and give away a package of pies each week on the podcast, and we do that by playing the player profile playoff. And on to play today, it is Craig, who is gutted because he's a Rangers supporter and Toll's no here.
I'm busy. Fucking specky idiot, man.
Who's that?
My wee cousin. Get that sweeped up, dickhead.
Live from the workplace. Now, Stephen, you reckon Craig looks a bit like Grado, don't he? Doesn't he?
I honestly think Grado and Craig have got relative somewhere, man. There's a distant, well, distant. I don't know. Right,
we might have the same figure, but do we have the same interests?
Yeah.
Which
we do have the same interest, Grado, sir.
Right. Okay. What's your favourite dinner?
Favourite dinner. Yeah. I'm a fat guy, I like a lot.
Very up!
Right, now let me ask you this, Craig. You kill somebody, right? You're in America, you go on a killing spree, right? You end up in death row. What's your last meal going to be?
Spaghetti bolognese.
I like spaghetti bolognese. Do you put parmesan on top of it?
I don't know, I don't make it, she makes it.
I don't know if you're related now. Mick Grado's a handyman in the kitchen, by the way.
I can't what I'm doing, man.
That's that. Oh, wow.
I'm handy with a spatula, bro.
I can make a good cheesy pasta, by the way.
We're back on now. That's me, mate. That's me. How would you mean? You mean the Kraft cheesy pasta?
What's that?
The Kraft cheesy pasta that you get for a buck, or are you talking about something else?
The Iceland one. Is that the one? The one you put it 8 minutes on the boat, so
that is the same thing of iron.
Brilliant. Well, you might be related, who knows, boys. Anyway, let's crack into the competition. I'm going to read a description of a player now, because it's just been the end of the transfer window. I'm going to speak about some of the biggest transfer outs from Scotland, so you've got to guess where from that. So you know how it works, Craig. I'm going to read out the player description. Buzz in if you know the answer. If you buzz in, you're out the game. However, if you get it wrong, first to two wins. All right. And we flip a coin and see who you play. Heads, Stephen Purden. Tails, Grado. And it is Tails. So you're playing your brother.
Let's go for it, man.
Sibling rivalry.
Sibling rivalry.
Family affair.
Here we go then. So remember, boys, it's the big transfer outs out of Scotland. First player out. Oh, sorry, buzzer. What's your buzzer going to be, Craig?
Hollander.
Hollander, Grado.
Philippe.
Right, okay. Right, first player out. This player left Scotland in August of 2010 for the pricely fee of $9.5 million. Oh, as Philippe went in a bit too early. What you got, Grado?
Craig Gordon.
Nope. I'll continue with the clue.
Why did he not sell it?
Just come in when you want know the answer, Craig. Having come through the ranks at Celtic, he made over 250 appearances for the club, scoring 37 goals from the wing. He left to join Spartak Moscow and made just shy of 100 appearances. Yes, Craig.
Sean Maloney.
Oh, my God!
No. it.
Yeah.
Aidan McGeady.
Correct. Right,
oh,
okay. Right, next player out. This player made his debut in a 4-0 defeat to Falkirk in the Scottish Cup, though went on to become number one choice at Hearts.
Oh, Philippe!
Beto.
Oh, no, I can't say. It's not Craig Gordon, is it?
It is Craig Gordon. 1-0 Grado. Come on, Craig. This is a bit of a tougher one, boys. Hold your jets, calm your jets on this. This striker joined Derby in June of 2013 despite bids from a Serie A club, Catania, having impressed at Tannadice with 46 goals and 120 appearances. He went on.
Oh, fuck, it's no. It's Johnny Russell.
Well done, Grado. 2-0. Yeah. Former friend of the show.
God, friend of the show, man. My brother still has nightmares about listening
was
back to that
podcast.
Was
that one of the most entertaining episodes ever with Johnny Russell?
I thought Johnny was all right. He was like, go and listen to it in the archive again.
Oh, my brother says he wanted to drive into oncoming traffic. That bold.
Sorry if you're listening,
yeah,
Johnny.
Grado, even though you were in, give your wee brother the pies.
Oh, fuck. No, of course, mate. Batter in, man. Give the big man the pies.
Craig.
My missus, she loves Jason Cummins, and she told me if you're going on the day, why I get his number for him.
Hey, I'll send it to you, mate.
Raging.
I think he's got a wee bird now, Naughty.
Aye, I seen him on, is it just the one bird he's got?
Aye, yeah. Well, he's...
Yeah, imagine the night suit, man. New Griffiths is signed for Dundee, you know?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow. Yeah, watch this, mate.
That's cum dog.
Oh, brilliant.
He's just showing it as a tattoo of hashtag cum dog on his ankle.
I put on Twitter, see when we signed him? Aye. I put on Twitter, if Jason Cummins comes to Rangers, I thought he was a Celtic fan. I says, if he comes to Rangers, I'll get hashtag cum dog tattooed on me. Buff. The rest is history, lads.
That's brilliant. Brilliant. Craig, thanks for coming on. And remember, if you want to play for the pies next week, just keep an eye on our socials at Football Daft.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Get them now at notatfaultclaims.com.
Attention listeners across the galaxy, all the way from Australia to Houston. Do we have a pew problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with their fourth generation and brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Kick your pubes to the next planet with the Performance Package 4.0. The orbits in your pants will feel like you're in zero gravity when you use the best tools for the job from the leaders in male grooming. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get your rocket ready for takeoff by getting to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code DAFT.
I love Manscaped. Get your rocket ready. The Manscaped stuff's brilliant.
The Manscaped, and I'm telling you now, right, I'm no joking. I'm obviously waking up every morning for the radio, and with a Manscaped set that you get, I'm honestly, I can't even leave the house without slapping that, what do you call it?
The ball toner
is class. It keeps you fresh throughout the day, and it saves you from worrying about any funny odours. So are you ready for an out-of-world experience, fellas? Look no further, because the Performance Package 4.0 for Manscaped that has taken off not only in USA, but Canada, the UK, across Europe, Australia, South Africa, and Singapore. And inside your package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0, the Weed Whacker Ear and Nose Hair Trimmer, which, by the way, Bob...
It is I use the Weed Whacker every single morning before I leave the house.
There you go.
Every morning. It's fucking brilliant.
That Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant that I was talking about, the Reviver Toner, the Performance Boxer Brief One Size Fits All, and a travel bag to hod your whole solar system. First schedule for liftoff, the new Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. This spaceship is here to guide you on a journey to trim your body, your balls, your butt, and even your anus. This fourth generation trimmer also features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents, and thanks to their advanced skin safe technology, the Lawnmower 4.0, it has a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on off switch that can engage a travel lock, and I tell you what, it's even waterproof. Now this Lawnmower 4.0 has a 4000 LED spotlight so that you can turn on and off when needed for a more precise shave and throughout your travels across the universe. The package also contains the weed whacker. It's like having a little astronaut to chop your wuss weeds up top in your nose and ear. And it is also waterproof, and it uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual blade system. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which prevents help nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. Don't forget to use that crop preserver ball deodorant and a crop reviver to help your little planets be on their A-game while feeling the sun's heat. Manscaped have even threw in two free gifts to the Performance 4.0 package. They've gave you the boxers and the shed travel bag. Abort hairy boys and Buzz Lightyear that Woody with Manscaped. Get 20% off free shipping with the code DAFT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code DAFT at manscaped.com. Your dick and balls need some help for a clean Trinity and beyond. Your space balls will thank you. Riddles on Football Daft. Welcome back to another edition of Gredo's Free Riddles. This week's first riddle.
But you're not going to do the scores.
The scores right now, I'll hand over to John.
Right, okay. Chris is on 9, but he's absent. I'm only on 2 because I've had to do it because you've been absent for the last few weeks, Gredo. And Stephen is on the comeback. He's on 4.
Let's head straight in to the first riddle of the week. You would think another sport was played in my grass, but no. You would think another sport was played in my grass, but no. You would think another sport was played in my grass, but no.
Is this a person, grade or aye?
I can't reveal.
Rugby park.
Oh fuck's sake, well done.
Oh come on! I thought it was a person.
That's what I thought. I'd ask rugby park. Yes.
Oh, Jesus, that's brilliant.
Riddle 2. Even a tank engine would admire my goalkeeping skills.
Thomas. Henry Smith.
Did you get that?
Is that right?
No, it's not that. Sorry. He's just making me laugh.
Say it again. Say it again.
Okay. Right. Even a tank engine would admire my goalkeeping skills.
Thomas Cherney.
That's
a good guess as well.
There's something in what I'm saying. Even a tank engine would admire my goalkeeping skills.
He's loving this one, isn't he?
Train spot? No.
Not train spot.
I will say, John, you are very warm.
Oh, am I?
What one way?
I'm not saying.
Right, even a tank engine.
Thomas Flogel. No, even a former Hearts midfielder Thomas Flogel.
Even a tank engine would admire my goalkeeping skills.
Admire.
Hold on.
Come on, you need to get this because you will kick yourselves.
Hold on.
You're close, John. Jordan's closed.
It's not Thomas Cherney, no. I'm in for it.
Even a tank engine.
It's Thomas Cherney. Thomas.
So funny, man.
Thomas, right.
You're going to get yourselves.
Thomas. Thomas. Thomas Garbison.
Oh, Jesus. I need to mute yous.
You're going to get yourself. He's practically saying his name when you're answering the question. You've kind of already said it, but no, jumbled it up.
Thomas. Something. Kevin Thomas.
Nah.
Oh, it's a something. Tom. Even a
tank engine would admire
Thomas
my goalscaping skills.
Something Thomas.
You're like, fucking.
Oh, God. Is it Thomas something or something Thomas?
Right, it's Thomas something. Right, it's Thomas something.
Thomas something. Thomas, it's not Thomas Cherney. It's not Thomas Flogo.
Thomas Suchek.
No.
Thomas. Thomas Gravison. Thomas.
Even a tank engine would admire.
Admire? What do you
my
do?
My goalkeeping admire. Skills.
Thomas Love.
No.
I bet you the listeners
are honestly spitting this answer.
Thomas Good, Luke, Thomas Admire, Thomas Mirror, Thomas Admire,
Thomas Buffel.
I'm surprised Bob's not got it yet.
There's all right, it's a Rangers player then. Thomas.
Oh my God.
Thomas Admire. Thomas, he's a good-looking boy. He's good-looking. His name's Thomas. He's Thomas good-looking. Thomas,
I can't believe that
sexy. Thomas.
I mean, John, you've practically said part of his name, and you're not getting it. You're still not getting it.
Thomas Flogo. Thomas Gravison. Gravison.
No, this is damn nothing, no, actually.
Hey, stop talking. Everybody stop talking.
Right.
Admire. Even a tank engine.
Even a tank engine would admire.
Thomas Meyer. Thomas Meyer.
John got it first, man.
Thomas Meyer. I said it first.
No. For my ear, it's.
I said.
No, you didn't.
But listen. But hold on. Wait a minute. Bob does have a slight delay on his Zoom. I know.
I fucking said it before, John.
I'm not taking
that. No, we'll need to. Look, if I'm being honest, I thought John said it first, but again, it's only because of the...
You know what? I think we should both get a point next. It gets us right, closer to
fair home. Enough. You both said it. There's no point. You both said right. It. Aye. He's not feeling a bit stupid now for taking that one,
yeah?
Aye.
Yeah, but what's that do? What's that got to do with Scottish football?
You said it's Scottish football?
Is that all right? Sorry, is that... I thought
you played with Rangers?
Oh, did he?
He did.
Right, okay.
Right.
Right, third one.
Greenock Small...
Sorry.
Greenock Small Pony.
Morton Beacost.
Aye.
Yes.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Call them now on 01698 767-172.
Lads, let's welcome to Football Daft our new sponsor, El Dorado Tonic Wine.
Woohoo! Oh,
come on, round of applause. El Dorado Tonic Wine.
What a signing?
I mean, it was transfer deadline day or night. I mean, midnight, but this is our new signing. El Dorado Tonic Wine joins Football Daft. Now, that is bigger than Ronaldo going back to Man United, in my opinion, the Junk Boys.
I love LD.
Aye. Remember, ask for LD at any swanky bar, as it's easy to drink, short, like myself, fruity.
Like myself.
Finished with a trace of caffeine. It's available at your local convenience store, and you can follow them now on Facebook and Instagram at El Dorado Tonic Wine. That's all one word, or check them out at eldoradotonicwine.com. So, to celebrate the swanky taste of El Dorado, we are picking out the swanky moments from Scottish football and leaving you, the punters, to vote for it on Twitter at FootballDaftPod. Graeme Stevely, what is your swanky moment of the week in Scottish football?
Well, you know, I could have picked something for the Old Firm game, but do you know what I'm going to pick? Tony Watt, a friend of the show, big Twitch streamer, a guy who's really on fire now at Motherwell, his backwards-headed goal for Motherwell against Dundee, which, by the way, ended up the winner because it was 1-0. But you need to see this. Free kick gets sent in, and he basically jumps up, and it's just the way he does it. He kind of backward flicks his head, the ball, and it ends in the back of the net, and it looks so swanky. Whatever yourself, Stevie boy.
Right. I'm going to be very predictable, and I'm going to rewind a few days back to Sunday in Govan, in Ibrox Stadium, right? It's the full-time whistle has went. The Rangers players are swaggering off the pitch with their chests puffed out. The Celtic players are walking off the pitch with their heads bowed, depressed. Sunset Brothers, I'm feeling it, is absolutely rocking the stadium. Everybody's singing it. We're all singing it. I've even got a video I'll send to you, right, John? You can put it on the Football Daft page, right? We're absolutely bouncing about singing Sunset Brothers. I'm feeling it.
That looked amazing, Bob. That looked amazing,
no,
mate.
Graham. Right, it wasn't amazing, mate. It was swanky.
What a swanky, swanky moment, Stephen.
It was a swanky, swanky moment. That is my El Dorado swanky moment of the week.
What about you, Screech?
Well, I've got the listeners' swanky moment of the week, and it comes this week from Scotty Kirkwood, who, to basically, is the inaugural swanky moment. He is putting forward Gavin Swanky of our broth. So Gavin Swanky is his nomination for the swanky moment of the week. So I guess that means up in the vote, we've got Tony Watt's goal versus Sunset Brothers versus Gavin Swanky.
That's brilliant, man.
And is he a pal of Ricky Little's in?
Aye, of course, man.
Aye, we've got
Gavin Swanky.
Our broth legend is Gavin Swanky.
On El Dorado.
Right, so head to our Twitter now to vote with El Dorado Tonic Wine. Scotland's Own is now on Football Daft.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Find them on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at G4 Claims Limited.
Right, guys, remember, you can now get more content from Football Daft on Patreon. Just in case you don't know what Patreon is, it is a subscription service that you sign up to not only support the podcast, but you will also get more content. There are tiers from which you can choose from, and you can get everything from the video version of the show, the outtakes, teammates every week, a free T-shirt, and the chance to be a pundit on Rangers and Celtic Daft. Plus, versions of Rangers and Celtic Daft, cameos from the boys, and the chance to come into the studio to watch us recording the magic. So if you fancy any of that, get signed up now at patreon.com/footballdaft. That's Patreon, patreon.com and Football Daft, all one word. Get involved now, as we would love to welcome you to the squad. And talking of our teammates, here is one from the vault as we caught up with former Hamilton and Rangers midfielder Greg Docherty.
Worst dressed.
That's an easy one, Jake Hastie.
Right. Best finisher.
What does he wear?
Pink Stone Island jumpers. Pink
so does he.
Aye, so does Grado.
Well, Liam Gallagher
is the best one. Is Jake Hastie's will be real Grados or rippers.
Best finisher.
Jermaine Defoe.
Worst trainer.
Eamon Brophy.
Moniest.
The Gimme.
Who do you want to back you up in a fight?
Darry McKinnon.
Best looking.
Ooh. Michael Devlin.
Worst you've played with.
Worst player, oh my god.
Nobody answers this, mate.
Nah.
Say something that you played at school or
that's
something.
That's what I was going to say.
There was a few dodgy ones. Hamilton signed, I think they made like half an appearance or something and then they were gone. And then I think they signed off Y Scout back in the day, but I don't think it was them in the clips that they signed off of, man. They were miles off.
Aye.
Didn't really make it much.
Teacher's pet.
Guy Craig Watson I used to play with at Hamilton. His nickname was the Janny.
The
Janny. The Janny, yeah. He was fucking always sweeping up, doing extra and all that, man, doing everyone's head in.
Who never gets the round in?
Ooh. George Edmondson.
Really?
Yeah, tight.
Get him.
Worst taste in music.
trying to think off quickly off the back of my head. I don't want to keep think too long, man, but
take your time, mate.
Take your time. I've said Darren and Dougie already, they'll go down as bad, but it's actually up my street, because it's like for 90% of the dressing room, I think it's terrible, but actually I'm right in it, because it's like dance, like before a game and that, the proper old school dance music, do you know what I mean? Like, gets you right up for it. I hate all the slow stuff that goes about now, do you know what I mean? You're sitting in the dressing room, people are head bobbing and all that, dead slow and...
shitey mumble rap.
So I'm like, down here, I'm trying to put on like in the gym and that, down here, I'm putting on like Cascada and Clubland Classics and all that, Scooter and all that, and people are leaving me like, what are you doing, man? But I'm loving it, mate, in the gym, man, just fucking firing it through.
So what you're saying is you've got the worst taste in music, mate.
Most people, I actually. But I'm not into like the slow rap stuff, man. I mean, that's no me. I need the old school stuff.
Is rap no just on constantly? I can just imagine all the
mate, it's just on repeat. So about 5 songs on repeat.
You watch that All or Nothing, the Spurs documentary. Mm-hmm. They've all got that on and off, haven't they? They're sitting playing FIFA with all the rap music on and all that.
Mm-hmm. It's just not for the Scottish boys, you know what I mean? Scottish boys, we need more than that. Cats not giving me enough.
Get the Proclaimers on. Fuck it.
It's funny you say that, because I remember seeing when what did you call the Yank that just left Rangers?
Matt Polster.
He put something on Instagram about the dance music.
Aye, because so we went to Jamie Murphy's wife organised a surprise 30 for him, and DJ Vance was there, and he was
That's
there.
It.
So Matt Polster was there with his wife, and obviously it was like me, Andy Hardy, McGregor, Murph, like my girlfriend there, all their partners, and like are right in there. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's for our school days and all that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I loved it, amazing and that. And Matt Polster and his wife, I don't think they believe their eyes. Do you know what I mean? they were right in there, though. DJ Vance was getting pictures with him and all that, and he was loving it, man.
That's man.
But honestly, mate, DJ Vance came, mate, and it was like 2 hours of DJ Vance. It was just brilliant, mate. Like, what a night, man. Just
went
like,
just for like the tennies.
No, it was an actual surprise party, so we had family and all that, spent all that. But I think Murph met his wife when DJ Vance used to DJ in one of the nightclubs in Glasgow, I think.
Top Shagger.
I'm McGregor, and it's got to be.
By name, I suppose, isn't it? Oh, but if you're fair, he's not anymore.
So who's took the throne then? For Shagger, take.
No, people are secretive, to be fair. They don't really give much away. It's a tough one, man. I don't know, because nobody really gives much away these days. I don't think they want people knowing their business, which are.
Aye, they'll do.
Best you've played with?
Oh, Davis, Stephen Davis, hands down.
Good dad.
Not even much thinking behind that.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Get them now at notatfaultclaims.com.
Well, guys, that was a great wee show.
nice little laugh. No, it was good. And I think I speak for quite a lot of people this week. Very disappointed that Christopher Toll couldn't make it. We was really looking forward to seeing him and talking to him and dissecting Scottish football's events of the last 5 days or whatever.
Aye. We're sending him regards. Get well soon, Toll, and hopefully we'll see him on next week's show. Hopefully we are still in the process of arranging an interview for Monday's wee episode interview. We're still kind of getting back and thorough it and stuff like that. So we'll humming and hawing with today here. So if you've got any recommendations, tag us at Football Daft, get us on Facebook, Instagram, and let us know who you'd like to see on the show.
I'd like to see Thomas Myra on the show.
I'd like to see Morten Wiehorst.
No, but it was a good laugh. And do you know what's given me a buzz? Welcome to El Dorado Tonic Wine. Now I love that. Audio Frontier.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.